Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Serena, can you just confirm what the issue is that has forced you to withdraw today?
I am. Unfortunately, been having some issues with my pec muscle, and unfortunately, it's been getting worse to a point where right now I can't actually serve, so it's kind of hard to play when I can't physically serve.
Did it start before coming here, or, and has it just got progressively worse, or was it as you were playing? Because I know that you were doing doubles instead of practicing.
Yes, yeah. It didn't start before I got here. The first time I felt it was against Gurgis in my last match. That's when I started to feel it, and I was like, oh my, it was really painful, and I didn't know what it was. And so in my doubles yesterday, I tried a lot of different tapings, and I tried lots of different types of support to see how it would feel under match circumstance, and it didn't really get a lot better.
Serena, do you have any idea when you'll be able to train again, and do you think you should be okay for Wimbledon?
So I'm going to get an MRI tomorrow. I'm going to stay here and see some of the doctors here and see as many specialists as I can, and I won't know that until I get those results.
You're playing really well here, better every round, so you must be very disappointed if you just talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm beyond disappointed. You know, I gave up so much, from time with my daughter to time with my family, and I put everything on the court, you know, and all for this moment. And so it's really difficult to be in this situation, but I always, for now in my life, I just try to always think positive and just think of the bigger picture and hopefully the next events and the rest of the year.
Serena, it looked like your serve was holding up okay for the first two sets of doubles and maybe not in the third. Just wondering how, if it was an easy decision to go out there and play that match, if you had started feeling pain against Gurgis, or why make that choice to play yesterday?
I really felt like I needed to, because I'm never going to know how I feel under match play if I didn't have that match. So I thought, and plus I wanted to try different tapings and different strappings, but and lots of different stuff to see what's helping and what can help and what I could try in my singles match. And I'm not serving that often. I'm serving once every four games. So I thought it was a perfect opportunity for me to kind of see how I would be and how I would go in that.
Aside from the injury you've now picked up, you've played a fair bit of tennis here. How do you feel you've been bearing up physically, sort of across the board?
Well, I've been good. I've been doing so good. I've been really, like, you know, I was saying, every match has been getting better for me, and physically I'm doing great. And, you know, again, it hasn't been easy. I sacrificed so much to be at this event, and I can only take solace in the fact that I'm going to continue to get better. And I had such a wonderful performance in my first Grand Slam back. And I just feel like it's only going to do better. And I'm coming up on, hopefully, surfaces that are my absolute favorite to play on, and that I do best on. So hopefully I, you know, can continue to heal and be able to play those events.
I think it's the first time you've withdrawn in the middle of a Grand Slam from singles in your career. Just wondering how tough it is to step away from this, and especially with this very and highly anticipated match against Maria, which was supposed to start in less than an hour or so.
Yeah, it's very difficult because I love playing Maria. I, you know, it's just a match I always get up for, and, you know, her game matches so well against mine. And it is difficult, because, like I keep saying, it's I've given up so much to be here. You know, there's times where I'm on the court and I'm practicing and I look on the monitor and I see my daughter and she's playing and I want to be there, but I know that these are the sacrifices you have to make to live out your dream, and I've made every sacrifice that I could, and so it's extremely disappointing. But also, I made a promise to myself and to my coach and to my team that if I'm not at least 60% or 50%, then I probably shouldn't play. And the fact that I physically can't serve at all is a good indication that maybe I should just go back to the drawing board and stay positive and try to get better and not get it to a point where it could be a lot worse.
Serena, everybody's sorry for that, because the other day you did a great effort to beat Ashleigh Barty, but I think health is the first factor for you.
Thank you so much. That's really sweet. It was a great effort to come back, and you know, it just showed all the hard work I put in for fitness and training and just doing something that I love so much. And I love tennis, and I love being out here, and especially for the Grand Slams.
So can you just clarify about the injury? Is it something that you've never had before? And do you think, is it partly because you've played so little tennis in the last 18 months?
There's a lot of theories. I've never had this before. So that's one of the things I was telling my team. I was like, I've never felt this in my life. Like, this is so painful. So I don't really know how to manage it yet. So sadly, when you do have an injury that you've had before, you can kind of manage it. But this, and I've pretty much had every injury in the book, but this is a little different. And I'm clueless as to what to do. So I'm just going to do what the doctor thinks I should do and get all the evaluations on it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.